This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, Isaac Efforts, a seed improvement specialist with CHS, will discuss soybean seed treatment strategies. Isaac, soybeans will be planted soon. How could the right seed treatment help give the crop a good start?
Well, to get the right seed treatment, you need a well-balanced approach. And to get a well-balanced approach, you need to protect against diseases, your pests like insects, or what's coming now is a lot of soybean cyst nematodes. And now we are working with nematicides. So the best way to get a good start is to kind of combine that all into one seed treatment. So making sure you have a balanced approach is definitely the best way to go.
Isaac, what customized seed treatments are available for soybeans?
Well, with our STI Customized, we have 10 plus active ingredients and fungicides, and two of them specifically for our water mold protection in Pythium and Phytophthora. And the reason that's so important is that the chemistries used to control these type of diseases have been around since the 80s. So the development of resistance and with limited chemistries, it's going to cause lots of issues. But now we have added an active called ethoboxam to help protect against some of these resistant species. So having that to combine with your soybean protection plan with different insecticides and different nematicides of people that they can choose from, a different variety that we can offer, along with your plant health options for plant growth regulators for stress tolerance, and also micronutrients for people that want to have a little bit of zinc in their seed treatments.
What benefits will growers see with customized seed treatments?
The benefits you get from customized seed treatments is the fact you can tailor for your region. So the people that maybe don't have soybean cyst nematode up in my neck of the woods in North Dakota, they can maybe focus more on the disease spectrum and add another fungicide, or maybe focus more on the stress tolerance. We're planting in the cold soils and go with a plant growth regulator. Being able to tailor to your region is definitely one of the bigger benefits. And what comes along with that benefits is a nice even emergence, which helps out your timing of your herbicide and fungicide timing. And along with that, it just gives you your highest potential for achieving yields.
Well, what advances are coming for customized seed treatment?
The advances that I see coming is everyone focuses on the fungicide, but now a lot of more manufacturers and universities are looking into soybean cyst nematode and wireworms. There's been a collaborative effort to put more research out there, develop new chemistries. So being able to take some of those chemistries and relay that information down to the grower level and to the retailer level, I see a lot more advancements coming on that side. And then, of course, the biological sphere. There's so many different biologicals out there. Being able to incorporate that into our traditional seed treatments is a really interesting option that I see coming for SDI Customized and future custom applications.
Well, we've been talking with Isaac Efforts, a seed improvement specialist with CHS, discussing soybean seed treatment strategies here on Around the Table. Isaac, thanks for joining us today.
Appreciate it.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.